Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And today, there's a reminder from a couple of our local accountancy firms that there's only a matter of days now left to submit your self-assessment tax forms to HMRC if you are filing online. The deadline is midnight on 31st of January, which is next Tuesday, and a penalty of £100 applies straight away if you miss it, and then a further £10 a day, up to 3 months maximum. For even later submissions, even bigger fines apply, and the accountant's message, you have been warned. Now, at the start of the year, we had various prominent farming figures here on MFR Farming giving us their three wishes for the coming 12 months. One of the most heartfelt pleas, asked for at least a couple of times, was for farmers to look after themselves as far as health and safety was concerned. Anne Poyner from the Health and Safety Executive called me after those programmes to ask for her own three wishes as far as HSE are concerned, in the light of the latest terrible accident record on Scottish farms.
I wish that the number of fatal accidents and serious injuries on Scottish farms would reduce, preferably to zero. Yeah, the same type of accidents are occurring each year and almost all of them are preventable. Therefore, they were avoidable. And the situation in Scotland is dire, really, when you compare it to others. Of the 15 fatal accidents across all injuries in Scotland, 9 of them were in the farming industry. That's not a statistic you want. But if you look across all industries and at the accident rates, that the other figures were for fatals, if you look across GB, there was 0.6 people killed for every 100,000 people in all industries. In UK farming, there was 9.9 people killed per 100,000. And if you look at the Scottish rate, it is 19.2 per 100,000.
That's double UK farming as a whole. Yep. And it's just way out of proportion with 0.6 across all industry, isn't it? Why is it?
Well, you're in an industry where there are a lot of risks. And I think one of the biggest problems is that the people in the industry see them day in, day out, and they don't take the precautions they should be taking.
So that's Anne Poyner from the Health and Safety Executive, and tomorrow she's giving us more reasons why farmers take so many risks and why so many don't come home safely. That'll be right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.